Welcome to the Code Mingle AI podcast, your quick briefing on what's happening in the world of AI. Today, we are looking at the technology behind the 2026 FIFA World Cup and at Spain's extra-time victory over Argentina in the final. First, the result. Spain won 1-0 after extra time, earning a second men's World Cup title. That is the reported match result. But it is important not to turn that result into a magic story about AI. There is no evidence that a model selected the winning tactic or caused the championship. The strongest AI story is decision support. Lenovo reported that all 48 teams used FIFA AI Pro for match analysis. Think of that as a team-facing workflow for turning match data, tracking data, and video into useful comparisons and tactical preparation. It is a large deployment, but it is not a controlled experiment. We do not know from the public reporting whether using more of the system improved results. Officiating technology was another major layer. Semi-automated offside systems combine camera-based player tracking with ball data to flag a possible offside situation. That is computer vision and sensor fusion, not a generative chatbot. Referees and video officials still make the decision. The engineering lesson is clear. For a consequential decision, keep the model at the evidence and alert layer and keep a human approval gate. Broadcasting got a new perspective too. Referee View used a more stable body camera perspective to bring viewers closer to the action. Delivering that live is an end-to-end systems problem. Capture, network transport, stabilization, inference, editorial control, rights management, and distribution all have to fit the latency budget. There was also a quieter AI use, online abuse monitoring. FIFA said it was expanding AI-assisted protection for players, coaches, and officials. Reports later attributed more than 7 million removed abusive posts to FIFA. That number is a FIFA claim, not an independent audit. For teams building similar systems, removal counts are not enough. Track precision, recall, language coverage, appeals, and false positives. And on operations, Hyundai announced a tournament robotics deployment that included robot dogs. That confirms robotics in the event stack. It does not, on its own, prove autonomous surveillance or a measurable security improvement. This distinction matters whenever a vendor announcement uses the word AI. The big takeaway is that the AI World Cup was less about one supermodel and more about instrumented reality. People, ball, time, location, action, and context. Once those data primitives are dependable, different tools can help referees, analysts, broadcasters, and fans. Spain's win is the outcome, it is not an evaluation data set. Quiz lightning round question 1, what was the confirmed result of the 2026 FIFA World Cup final? A. Argentina beat Spain 2-1. B. Spain beat Argentina 1-0 after extra time. C. Spain won on penalties after a 0-0 draw. D. The final was abandoned. The answer is B. Contemporaneous reports say Spain won 1-0 after extra time, earning its second men's World Cup title. Question 2. What is the best description of semi-automated offside technology? A. A chatbot announces the referee's decision. B. A fully autonomous referee cannot be overruled. C. Camera, ball, and tracking data support a human officiating decision. D. The system predicts the match winner. The answer is C. Tracking and ball evidence can flag a possible situation, but the referee and video officials remain responsible for the call. Question 3. What did Lenovo report about FIFA AI Pro? A. It was available to all 48 teams. B. It was used only by broadcasters. C. It replaced every national team coach. D. It was a public betting chatbot. The answer is A. Lenovo's partner report says all 48 teams used it for match analysis. That shows deployment scale, not that it caused Spain's win. Question 4. Why is Referee View an infrastructure and broadcast problem? A. It needs only a text prompt. B. It must capture, transport, process, stabilize, and distribute live video within a useful latency budget. C. It works only after the tournament. D. It removes the need for cameras. The answer is B. A live viewer experience depends on the whole media pipeline, not just a model's offline accuracy. Question 5. What is the responsible conclusion about AI and Spain's victory? A. The result proves AI selected Spain's tactics. B. The result proves all AI predictions are accurate. C. AI had no role at the tournament. D. A-supported tools were deployed, but the final does not prove they caused the title. The answer is D. Causal impact requires a defined task, a baseline, and evidence across many matches. One final cannot provide that proof. That is today's briefing. Build systems that expose evidence, measure the whole pipeline, and keep humans accountable for consequential calls. Thanks for listening.